came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. We came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise, to fly.
Good morning. Welcome to Thrive here on Rev Media Network. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. On this gloomy Tuesday again. We had one sunny Tuesday last week. One.
Just one.
Maybe we should pick a different day of the week to do our show.
We'll jinx that day. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a good show. Kelly and I have been scouting the internet, talking to people, and our listeners have responded.
Yes.
In so many ways. Thank you so much. And we are going to credit you with your tips and hints. We're going to be passing them along. But as moms, we need shortcuts.
We do. We need lots of shortcuts. And even those who aren't moms, just busy with career, busy with life, we need shortcuts.
Yes.
I'm always looking for shortcuts.
And same here. Same here. Our little tips on where to get the best deals.
Yes. Yeah. Best deals, you know, good couponing ideas, bargaining,
yes.
Cooking, you know, shortcuts in that area, cleaning.
That's right. Oh, yes. That's right.
Anything that can help.
It's good to have the girlfriends.
It
to
is.
Give you those hints.
It is. And, you know, I've really learned a lot in this, you know, since we decided we were going to do this show. And there were things that I did and I implemented for myself. But
yeah.
Once we started asking around, I was really surprised at all of the different ideas and ways to save money and time. And
right.
So I'm learning too.
Did you pop your head and say, oh, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, it's like, man, where have I been?
I know. As much as I'm on the internet, to know of some of these places that you can go to, it's crazy.
It is.
So where do you want to start?
Well, this may take a while because we have a lot of information.
Yes.
So as you can tell, our show is about helping you save time and money. Shortcuts, but you know, also this gives you more time with your families or more time.
Absolutely.
Just to rest, you know, get some much needed rest every once in a while or try to. So
right.
we're looking at everything from saving money on grocery shopping for Christmas, saving on fuel, family entertainment, cooking, you know, shortcuts in how to prepare food and that's good for you, but
right.
It doesn't take forever.
Before you start, let me say, grab a pen, piece of paper,
yes.
Because we're going to be giving you lots of links, lots of tips.
Websites, you want to write these down.
Absolutely.
So I guess, you know, we could start with, let's start with cooking. You know, that's a big issue.
And food,
of course. I'm kind of hungry right now. So, but, you know, I work, you know, I have a career and I have four kids.
Yeah.
And so I'm always, but I want to provide, you know, good meals for them. I don't want to eat out all the time. I want something
right.
That's going to be good for us. And so I'm always trying to put together meals quickly. And so I love my crock pot.
Yes.
You know, I always say that is the best invention out there ever.
A mother's helper.
It is. And anything that you can do, like the whole meal in the crock pot,
yes.
I'm all for that.
Yes.
Or a whole meal in a casserole dish.
That's me.
I like that.
Yeah.
Throw a salad with it and you're good, you know. So I found a couple of different things. There's, I think a lot of women have heard of the book Fix It and Forget It. It's
oh,
a
yes.
recipe book for crock pots. There are tons of good recipes in there, and as a personal trainer, I'm always looking for healthy, you know,
yes.
healthy, not just comfort food, not just something warm, just for the sake of saying this is a warm cooked meal, but healthy.
If we're coming into the fall, where
crock
pot's nice,
yes. So this Fix It and Forget It, you know, there are a lot of crock pot recipes in there, of course, that are just comfort food, but then there are some for diabetics, you know, lower fat, lower calorie recipes in that book as well. So I highly recommend that. On Facebook, I found and I've joined the group Crockpot Girl. So if you're on Facebook, go and find Crockpot Girl. She's always, this group is always posting recipes daily.
Wow.
And so it's good. It's wonderful. And I've gotten a few off of there. But another thing you can do, too, is just on Facebook, go under search. Type in crock pot or type in healthy eating, healthy recipes, and it'll bring up different things that you can go to. I was doing that last night.
Wow.
And I found a few things, too. So those are just some suggestions that I have, you know, is I will get up in the morning, have everything ready the night before, you know, the meat thawed or whatever the night before. And I get up a few minutes early before I get everyone up and get myself started and put everything in the crock pot. And it cooks all day. And then there you go. When you get home, it's ready. And I'm sure so many people, the house is smelling good. And a lot of people do that. But we've gotten ideas from people of lots of other ways that you can save time on food.
Right.
One of the responses I got on Facebook as we were posting, searching for ideas.
Right.
This is from a Melanie Digby Howsworth. She responded and she said, as a full-time working mother of three, I have to prepare a mini before I go to the store, which I do as well. That is a great idea.
Yes.
I check what meat is on sale and configure it according to that. My husband is also a hunter, so I utilize the deer meat in the freezer at least once a week.
We like that too.
Some things that help me with time. If I plan on chicken Monterey one night for dinner, I will go ahead and bake extra chicken so it is cooked and ready to be cut up for chicken and rice casserole later on in the week. Saving 20 to 30 minutes to wait on the stove to heat up and cook chicken later means I have extra time for my kids. Same thing with spaghetti noodles. If I know I'm fixing spaghetti one night, I do the entire box so the noodles are ready for me to throw together a turkey tetrazzini later. So that's a good idea.
That's
neat. Just to, if you know you have your menu planned out for the week, which I try to do the same thing, there are steps you can take ahead of time to go ahead and prepare for that meal two nights away,
Right.
And that's always a good thing. Another idea that I do is I grocery shop once a week, and it's usually on the weekend. And on that day, I buy a lot of fruits and raw vegetables and things like that. Well, I have found that if I let them sit in the refrigerator, and they're going to just go bad, So I will take the time to wash them, cut them up, peel them, whatever I need to do, put them in big gallon baggies or individual sandwich baggies so that my kids can just grab one and go, so that saves a little bit of time there, but it's healthy snacks,
Right. And with kids, you have to make it convenient.
Yes.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Even your husband.
That's true.
You have to make it convenient for him too. So, those are just a couple of things that I came across. I know that there was a book that someone recommended, and we'll go back to that. I've got to look through my notes and find that book.
Okay, Dawn had sent me a message that when she goes to the grocery store, she buys her meat in bulk, and like ground beef, and she'll brown it and then separate it in bags. So when you need like a pound of ground beef, you just pull it out. You don't have to worry about defrosting and cooking.
Oh,
and
perfect. Yeah.
Very easy. She also gets one night off, and you and I were talking, my night off, every man for himself, is Sunday night.
Yes, and sandwiches, just as long as you have the things that you need for them to fix a sandwich, that's always good.
Yeah, moms need a day off.
Yes.
And one thing that I do that helps is I keep a staples list of everything that I stock my cabinets with, because if you use the last one, out of sight, out of mind, you forget.
Yes.
And I'm one of those that I don't plan ahead. So I like to have all my staples. I have my broths and, my onions and my green pepper and celery. So, whenever the mood hits, I've got what I need.
Right.
But, it's hard to remember, I keep, brown sugar or, baking soda or your broth or whatever, unless you have that staples list. So I do keep a staples list and go through that when I make my grocery list.
That's a perfect idea, just so that you have what you need, like you said, on hand.
Right.
When you're looking through recipes and it's calling for a certain broth, you've got
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Got
it.
Yeah. That's perfect.
One thing I do a lot of baking, but I try to make the what I make a little bit healthier. And I have found that if you use applesauce instead of oil,
it's
healthier and it's still moist. So try that like in your cake mixes when it calls for oil. But and you were talking about cookbooks. I have found that church cookbooks are great for having, a short list of ingredients. but also they tend to be healthier because it's your grandmother's
recipes. Yeah, that's true.
So that's my fallback.
Cookbooks.
Me too.
I do.
I collect them.
I do too. I don't care what church it is. It could be from another state.
I know. Will you buy my church cookbook?
Yeah. Yes. Give it to me. Yeah. Yeah, there are always great recipes in those.
Yes.
Another thing too is I always try to have, like I said, if I'm doing a crock pot meal, you know,
right.
a meal in the crock pot, well, I always feel like I need a side, you know, to go with it.
Yes.
So I always have everything cut up and ready and on hand for salads.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, I also buy the salad in a bag. You know,
you've
got your lettuce, but then you can add fresh vegetables or whatever cut up.
Yes.
And so that's quick. You know, you throw together a salad, and that's a good side to have with any meal, you know.
That's
so that
true.
Gives a little bit of the raw vegetables in with your meals. Another person that I talked to, they didn't message me, but they told me that they actually prepare meals and freeze them for the entire week.
That's a great idea, too.
It is. And I think I really would like to try that.
Yes, I know.
Sounds good, but so, I mean, really, realistically, if you can just pull something out of the freezer and you just warm it up, stick it in the oven, and there it is, how great would that be?
I know.
So it's just a matter of being disciplined, taking a couple of hours on your weekend to prepare for the week.
Right.
It would be worth it. You're saving so much time throughout the week, and
that's true.
And not stressing over what are we going to have for dinner, you know?
Yeah.
Or I got to get up early to start my crock pot.
Set everything out.
Yeah.
And you know, you have those days where you just don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
You
know,
you either have too much on your schedule, or you just have a day where you want to zone out and not plan a meal
in the middle of the week. You know, on the weekends, like you said, we have that night where, you know, it's fend for yourself night on Sunday.
Yes.
But even on Friday and Saturday, you know, you're just like, do I have to cook? I've been cooking all week.
Cooking again? Another meal?
So you don't want to think about it, you know?
I know.
And this, it would just be so great just to pop it in the oven and there it is.
There it is.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to try that myself.
Yeah.
So, and then as far as couponing goes, I've never been a big couponer, and I've always think I need to do more of that.
Yeah.
But it's just so time consuming, and then you hear about the extreme couponers. Well, I'm not knocking that, but that takes all day or a lot of time every day, and I don't have that kind of time.
Right.
But I'm sure there are simple things that I can do that would save money. So you know, I think we've both found a few ways that we can do that, you know, just to save a little bit of money. I know that with Kroger, I shop at Kroger a lot, and then I have my Kroger Rewards card, and there is an app, and I wrote it down somewhere. there's an app that you can, it's called Saving Star app. It's called Saving Star. You can go to savingstar.com, or you can download the app to your iPhone or iPad if you have that, and you just... she's taking care of our coffee needs here. Thank you so much. If you download this app and you set your location, it will give you all the current deals that you can find at any store in your area.
Oh,
all the sales that are going on, coupons for that store. And you just take your smartphone in, and they can scan it from your phone. If you don't have that, you can go to savingstar.com and print them from there. You can find all the deals going on in your area on the clothing or whatever. It will just bring up all the stores, any sales that are going on currently, and any coupons.
I like that.
Savingstar.com, and I downloaded that onto my iPhone, and I'm going to give it a try, you know, we'll see. But at Kroger, you know, you have, or any grocery store now, you have your rewards cards.
Yes.
But I shop at Kroger, and I love that when you buy your groceries there, you can save on gas, you know. And you can use the points that you earn through grocery shopping at Kroger, not only the Kroger gas station, but at any Shell station too. You just swipe your Kroger rewards card.
Right.
And I've figured out how this works.
Okay.
For every dollar that you spend in groceries at Kroger, for every dollar you earn a fuel point.
Mm.
So, you know, for me with a family of six, I can spend a lot of money in one trip. So I'm constantly saving money on gas. But if you buy gift cards there, those points double. So as far as gift cards go, it's really, it says here that double fuel points for gift card purchases. For example, a $25 in gift cards equals 50 fuel points.
Oh, wow.
So recently, over Father's Day, I went and purchased several gift cards for, you know, dads and granddads and stepdads. And also, at the same time, I purchased a couple of different birthday cards all in one shopping trip. And then the next time I went to get gas, it was I paid under a dollar.
That's
for
crazy.
For a gallon of gas. So I was like, whoa,
crazy.
I love this. So buy all your gift cards, you know, there.
Right.
They have tons to choose from, too. I mean, everything you can imagine, they have it in gift cards.
Wow.
So that saves a lot of money in gas.
That's
so
true.
You're kind of, you know, doing a lot in one shopping trip. You
exactly.
know? And so that's
save at the pump.
A few good ways to save on gas.
Right, right. And then, again, Dawn said that she buys her coupons on eBay.
Right.
And she buys them from New York and California because their cost of living is higher. So their coupons are higher. What would be like a 25 cent off here would be 75 cents off there.
Yeah.
So she said she's actually gotten $1,000 worth of coupons for $2 to $3.
Wow.
So I didn't even think about couponing on eBay.
Me either. Who would think of that?
Yeah.
How did she figure that out? Good for you,
Dawn. She's been couponing. Yeah, she's been couponing for years.
And that's a great thing. So, you know, like I said, I'm learning some things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of people, you know, a lot of responses that I got too were for Amazon, to shop on Amazon.
Yes.
They have a lot of free shipping deals on Amazon. And and we love shopping. So,
yes.
I mean, not grocery shopping.
Let's get to the good shopping
now. Real shopping. On Amazon, it gives you different. You know, it's not, you're buying from different stores all in one place.
Yeah,
it gives you the best deals. So, and then they always offer the free shipping and all the different things that they offer there. So you can, if you Google, you're looking for the best price on a certain item, usually you'll end up at Amazon.
Right, right.
That's what Andrea Hurst told me that she does. And so I had to give her a little shout out there. And also, you know, we have different things that I looked up. TJ Maxx, people say TJ Maxx, Chris Wallace, another one of my... Now, I did get some input from men, which I love.
Yes, same here. Shout out to the men.
Yeah. we all know that TJ Maxx and Ross, and other people were telling me Ross.
Yes.
And not only for clothing, but they have some really neat home decor.
Yes.
They do. If you really go and look... I was trying to, let's see. Yeah, Tracy Dunn. She goes there, Ross, to hunt for unique kitchen and home decor. So, and it's true, you can really find some neat things there. And also, Tracy Dunn said that Target clearance is amazing, and Old Navy clearance online.
Yes.
That is true. You know, Target has great clearance going on all the time. But the problem with that is every time I go in Target, I'll go in there and spend way too much money. I come out with way more than what I need. And I think you mentioned, as we were talking about this too, as far as shopping at like Old Navy online on the clearance, we could shop right now that the summer season is ending,
right.
For next year. You can go a size up in your kids' clothing, shop for next year, stock up now.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I do a lot with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy a wardrobe for... $100, $50, for both of them.
When they're little like that. Teenagers is a different story. I'm still asking for advice on shopping for teenagers. I have found no shortcuts,
I
no
don't
bargains.
Think there are any.
I don't think
except
so.
Consignment shops. We got a lot of feedback on consignment shops.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to, I told Kelly Collins I'd give a shout out on Sprouts in the Garden.
Yes.
Because that is a really nice consignment
shop.
It is. She's been in business for, I want to say, 5 years, four years now. Well established. If you're in and around the Conyers area, she's located on Highway 20.
Mm-hmm.
And she offers a variety of clothing from infants to ladies plus. And she also offers a variety in labels from discount to designers. So, and she also carries accessories, shoes, handbags. Mm-hmm. So I love going in there. So go see Kelly Collins at Sprouts in the Garden and let her know you heard it on Thrive and ask for a discount. Yeah. Kelly, I'm sorry.
I know. just say, I listened to Thrive and I heard
there you
it.
Go.
April Fuller Sasser said, your sister's closet on the square, right here where we are. We're at Square Park today again, but right across the square from where we're sitting right now is your sister's closet, and it's a place to shop for ladies and children's clothing and accessories.
Right.
Clothing, shoes, purses, you know, tons of things. So, April, thank you for that information. It's just right over here.
Right.
There, you know, and if you're not located in this area, all you got to do is just Google it. Or you'll find your local
online
consignment shops. They are
That's
everywhere.
Right. Yes.
And you can find some really good deals. I found a couple of really nice Coach purses at one, you know, that were brand new, still had the tags on them. You pay like less than half of what you would pay.
Yes, which is a bargain.
Yeah, it is. So that's always good. And then we have, I'm going through and looking what people have sent to me.
Right.
Wayne Hammonds, another man. Shout out for Wayne. When it comes to electronics, I always like to check on Newegg, I guess I'm saying this right, it's Newegg.com, or Tiger Direct, TIGERDIRECT.com. Both of those have really good deals, especially on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But in general, they always have good deals, he says, on electronics.
Wow.
So that's another good one.
Uh-huh.
I got to give a shout out to Becky Reed, who said that she does a lot of her Christmas shopping. She did a lot of her Christmas shopping last year through Ebates.com. It's not eBay, it's Ebates.com.
Yeah.
You can find coupons for almost any store, and you get cash back as well. I use it throughout the year a good bit. Also, I'm going to check that out because it also came up on something else that I was researching a minute ago that we talked about. So Ebates.com, you can find coupons for just about anything, she said.
Wow.
And you get cash back. So check that out.
Right.
You can get cash back.
That's good.
Thank you, Becky Reed.
I know. And let's see, Arlene suggested that you comparison shop online versus walking in. She said sometimes when you walk in, they will honor what's online.
Yes.
Which is good. I didn't think about that. Mike, another male.
Yay.
My neighbor said Aldi's is great for groceries and here around the area.
Aldi's is
great. And then he also shops at Kohl's. I've heard a lot about Kohl's, and if you get like a 30% off coupon and go to their sale rack, it's unbelievable what you can get. And they always have their markdown racks. Here's one for baby and infant clothing. Marilyn, she is currently pregnant with a little girl, so she's doing lots of online shopping. And she gave me a couple of websites. Totsy, TOTSY.com. Zulily, ZULILY.com. Hot Look, hope I said that right, .com, HAUTELOOK, .com, and then Rulala, RULALA.com. She said their baby and infant clothing online is fantastic. Tiffany says that she starts shopping for Christmas in August. She buys a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy uses Craigslist, eBay, and thrift shops.
Yes.
Lynn and Kelly Collins both said they make homemade gifts, jellies, crocheted items for Christmas.
Which is awesome.
Yes. And Lynn was saying she uses her Coke points to go online and buy gift certificates for Christmas time. I had no clue about that.
Yeah, me
so
either.
So I'm going to check that one out. And she said she uses her credit card reward points for gift certificates during the holidays.
Right.
And I didn't even think about that one either.
That's a great one, too.
Yeah.
So you could use that credit card at Kroger to buy your gift card.
There you go. You are hot. What was in your coffee?
Bring me another one.
Quick.
So with that credit card at Kroger to buy your gift card. So there you go. You're saving on gas. That's a win-win situation right there.
No kidding.
I love that. There were a couple of things about online shopping. Online shopping seems to be where you can save a whole lot of money. We've gotten all these websites that people go to, but here's some tips that I found on online shopping. And one thing it says is let it sit overnight. After you've picked out what you want from an online retail store, leave the items in the shopping bag, put them in your shopping cart online, let them sit there overnight. Some stores will send you a coupon for 10% off or free shipping to persuade you to complete your order.
I am going to try that.
I'm going to try that too.
I love that.
I love that. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. Try it. You know, try it with more than one website. You know, just go and try it a couple of places. See what happens.
That is neat.
Yeah. And then here's the one to use a cashback debit card, like Lynn kind of was saying about her credit card.
Right.
There are, I guess you can check with your bank to see if they offer anything like this with your debit card. But this person here has one where they save $50 plus in rewards each month by using their Park Street Financial debit card. Mm-hmm. So I guess you go to your local, the bank that you do business with, and see if they offer anything like that.
Wow.
So that's a great
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so many ways to save money that I have been clueless to.
And
then here is what it said about Ebates, and that's what Becky says.
Yes.
Ebates, they have just about every store you could want to purchase from, and all you have to do is click the store's link from the Ebates site, and voila, you get 25%. You'll get 25% cash back.
Whoa.
And they have coupons for just about every store. So that's amazing. Why have I not heard of this before?
I know.
I'm going to try that. And that would be great for Christmas. Not only do you go there and get coupons for the stores, but you get cash back.
No kidding.
That's crazy.
That's Ebates.com?
Ebates.com.
I love it.
I love that. So, and then there's another one, it says cashback. Microsoft has a similar program with live cashback in which you can browse and find which merchant is selling your desired item in the best price. Then on top of that, you get paid a percentage of that item's price for using the service. It's getting paid with cash. You're getting paid with cashback.
So instead of being charged for using their service, you get a discount.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So it's livecashback.com.
Love it.
So, yeah.
All of these good tips.
Yeah. Yes. And also, it also gave me these different websites that you can go and search for promo codes, which you, when you're online shopping and it asks for the promo code or a gift card, you know, your gift card number, you can go to these websites and find promo codes. Couponcode.com, which I think someone else had said to me when they responded on Facebook. So it's couponcode.com. techbargains.com and currentcodes.com. So go to those places, see if you can find any promo codes for discounts on purchases for websites that you shop with, you know.
Wow.
And then Amazon free shipping.
Yes.
You know,
that's their super saver program?
Yes,
Super
saver. Amazon, it's called Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Amazon Prime. So if you go there, I think you have to pay a yearly fee, but then if you shop through Amazon a lot, it more than pays for itself in free shipping if you are dealing with them a lot.
Yeah.
So that's
it's worth it.
It is worth it. It would be worth it.
Wow. Family entertainment. Okay, you've saved all this time, all this money. Now it's time to get together and do something as a family. What can we do?
Well, you know, if you have as many kids as I do, you're always looking for something to do together, you know, something that doesn't cost a fortune. So, you know, I've researched this a little bit. Also, I've gotten a few good ideas from people, and I'm sure you did too.
Right.
But I'll start with the one thing, find free venues. You know, there are local fishing wells, walking trails, playgrounds, rivers, free parades, fairs, outdoor concerts, or community events. All you need to do is research what is available in your area. You can Google your state by typing in its name and the phrase event calendar to see what is available in your area. So especially this time of year in fall, there are so many festivals going on, which I love to go to.
Me too.
And at those festivals, there's things for kids, you know, everybody in the family.
And so, let me stop you there. For our area, AtlantaParent.com has all of that in one place. So not only does it have, you know, like Fern Bank and the zoo and information on that, it lists all of the fairs and anything
festivals.
Going on, festivals, absolutely. So for our area, AtlantaParent.com.
I've just wrote that down. So that's another great thing. You know, you can find a lot to do. And right now, while the weather is still good, you can get outdoors. It's not too cold.
Yes.
That's another thing. Another thing this says is go as a group. Just about every large entertainment facility offers reduced group rates.
That's very true.
And just because you go as a group does not mean that you have to stay with the group the entire time. But go as a group, you know, get the discount, and then you can do your own thing if you want to, or you can hang out with your group either way.
Right.
But if you go to an amusement park, each family unit can make its own way and do whatever they would have done if they came as individuals. You have to shop around too. Like my daughter Carly wanted to go to Six Flags for her birthday, which we're taking her this weekend.
Wow.
So, you know, with all of us,
right.
Six Flags tickets can be very expensive. So I went online to find, you know, to see if I could find some deals on Six Flags tickets, and I found buy one ticket, get one free. So if you do do the research, put a little bit. It took me less than 2 minutes to find that. So buy one ticket, get one free. So you can always find something. You
right,
know.
Right.
And is there anything that you heard from your listeners?
Let's see. Christina says they hike state parks. They volunteer to help at a local animal shelter.
Oh,
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
They'll pitch a tent in their yard and sing and camp out. She said the secret to their family is whether using coupons, shopping consignment shops, or spending time as a family, they've learned to be content. And
right.
I think that's a big thing.
That is. It is.
Kevin suggests going to local zoos. He said it's a great atmosphere, inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Most zoos have low entry costs and online coupons.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pack your own lunch. What's
right.
better than that?
That's
saving
right.
on the food cost.
Yes.
You know?
That's a big one.
That's huge. Mike, my neighbor... Speaking of zoos, Noah's Ark is located in Locust Grove,
mm-hmm.
free admittance.
Right.
They do take donations, but they are a refuge, that wildlife refuge, that provides homes for injured, abused, and orphan animals.
Right.
So it's a great place to take the kids, younger kids. Tom says the Center of Puppetry Arts is a great place for Sesame Street-aged children.
Yeah.
They're located on Peachtree Street in Atlanta. They offer coupons, too. Some churches are offering free karate and taekwondo, which is a great family, especially if you have men. Dad and the sons can go do that. And also upward sports. They have cheerleading, football, soccer, and basketball at a minimal cost.
Yeah.
So that's something, too.
And I have to give a shout-out to Jeff Paul. He says that when his children were younger, a day at the park was free. You know, bring a frisbee, a big bucket of chicken, and have an inexpensive family day out.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog even came with them. So, you know, the dog can even go and have fun.
Right.
There's another, like, bargain meal night. So, you know, we all like to go out to eat at times.
Yes.
You know, just to go out and do something. So, many national food chains now offer kids' nights or family nights.
Mm-hmm.
Where restaurants offer kids eat free deals or other cost saving deals. So like a lot of those kids eat free times are Tuesday nights.
Right.
You know, but if it's not the most convenient night to eat out for your family, that you can get the family meal for half of what you would, you can just take it home,
right.
And there you go, and you don't have to cook, and there's your break, and you've got it. So that's another good thing to do. Bargain movie theater times. There are different times where movie theaters offer lower prices. Some days it's like I think in Conyers, there's in the summertime, I don't know if it's year round, but they on Tuesdays they offer a really low
dollar per head or
something like that. So they offer, you know, the cheaper matinee rates. But some offer they have different specials. And you can check with your local movie theaters. But, you know, one is like bring your own bowl policy where you bring any size bowl and they will fill it up with popcorn for free.
Oh, that's neat.
So things like that, you know, you just have to check and see what your movie, you know, what your local movie theater offers. And I think they all basically will offer different things that you can do. Also, it says, like many things in life, you can often find a cheaper than retail price on eBay for family entertainment. And I did not even think about checking eBay.
No.
But if you are planning a trip to a local amusement park, water park, or concert, many people on eBay will sell coupons that will give you half off admission, a certain dollar amount off a ticket, or coupons for a reduced price on purchases inside the park, wherever you go. So that's another thing to check, you know, before you go.
Right.
So,
in Stone Mountain, I know that their prices can be pricey if you get, you know, the all-access pass.
Mm-hmm.
But we have gone into the park for, you know, your parking fee, whatever that is, $5, $8, $10. And we've taken our bikes there and biked around the mountain. We've hiked the mountain.
Yeah.
That's free,
you
know, just with your parking pass. Go in the afternoon and see the laser show.
I
mean, for $10 for a carload, take a cooler full of grapes. My kids love grapes, cheese. The string cheese.
Yes.
I mean, pack a cooler, and for $10, you can have so much fun.
It is fun. It is a lot of fun if you can, you know, battle the traffic getting out
of
there.
Okay.
The laser show is worth it. It's so good.
And we take off running about 2 minutes towards the end.
I think a lot of people do. They're making a mad dash to their cars. They're sprinters.
Yes.
This also says to always use a coupon. And you can always, you know, most websites for entertainment venues offer coupons.
Mm.
So, you know, if you can go to, if you weren't wanting to go to Pizza Hut, go online. They probably have a coupon that you can use. Or anything, you know, any kind of, like Six Flags, if you go.
Right.
You just do your homework ahead of time, and you can usually find a coupon.
It's crazy. Why pay full price when, you know, 15 minutes at the computer, you can print off a coupon.
Yeah, and if you don't take that extra time, you're going to pay full price, you know. So it just takes a little investment in time. Not a crazy amount, just a little bit.
Right.
So, you know, it's worth the investment of that little bit of time.
Right. And like you were saying in the beginning of the show, it's a commitment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes an element of being organized, but... You know, God has entrusted our families to us.
Yes.
And as women, I think it comes naturally to be organized and to want to, you know, take care of our families. So this is, just look at this as part of your nurturing.
Yeah, and it is. And women are always interested in finding, you know, I know that if you say... quick, easy recipe, my ears are open. I'm like, what is it?
Or let's shop. I'm right here.
But, you know, it's always nice to be able to come home and tell your husband, I got some great deals today.
I know. Because men love that. If you say you saved money, go, babe.
I know. Or mine will always say, well, you save the most money when you don't shop them.
Oh, yes.
I don't like hearing that.
I know. But I was so encouraged by all the feedback we got. And I learned a lot.
And there's one last website, and I've heard so many people talk about this one as far as grocery shopping, and it's Kathy Rothbuchillen sent this to me, but it's southernsavers.com, and I think probably this one is well heard of, but you can... She will post all kinds of fabulous deals each day, along with the grocery and drugstore ads each week. And she has tutorials on how to coupon. So you go there and you can learn how to coupon.
Wow, yeah.
So another thing just to take into consideration.
We've
got lots of input on this one. I love it. I love hearing from our listeners. I love hearing ideas that people have.
Yes.
And so if you have more ideas... contact us, you know, or if you just want some of these websites that we've been calling out and you haven't been able to write them down fast enough, contact us. We'll be glad to give them to you.
Absolutely. And give us some ideas for things you want to know about.
Yes.
Kelly and I are all about meeting you, connecting with you.
Any topics that you'd like to hear about that you think would be of interest to you and other women out there, just let us know.
That's right. That's what we're here for. Well, have a great week.
Yes, and
go shop. Go shop. Get those coupons while
you're
at it.
That's right. I think we will.
Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday here on Thrive. I came to win, to fight.